What I have asked is get most of the road safety and accident officers to come to our next MD to try and find out what way these figures are all compiled, who's actually compiling them, and then what's done with them. I understand that they all would have ended up with a countywide road safety group, and that these were then relayed on to the TIA or the National Roads Authority, but I understand that isn't quite happening that way yet. We have, particularly on the N15 from Stranorter to Lifford, an awful lot of accidents there. People going off the ditches, up in poles. There's just quite a few accidents. There's one last week there as well. And as I say, the end from Stranorter to Letterkenny, particularly there at the Elvins Crossroads where the Everest station used to be, there was an accident there a week ago or so as well. There's quite a few accidents happen there all the time. An awful lot of these accidents go unreported. It's a long straight bit of road. When people are putting on the indicator, maybe the intention is to turn right or left. But sometimes the cars come behind them, think they're going to overtake. And it just calls a pile-up, and it's just it's very unclear as to who is responsible, who is gathering the figures, and what are they doing with the figures, because there used to be a thing called minor accidents funding, and that usually follows where the most accidents were. But if they're not compiling the figures and passing them on to the relevant bodies, then these so-called accident black spots could well be missed.
And that's another issue you've raised, because there was a time, and it's not that long ago, when people will recall, you would see a big black and white sign on the side of the road saying accident black spot in a big black circle, warning people that this is an area where accidents could and did happen on a quasi-regular basis. Now, that's never been replaced by anything, so you don't have that sort of warning at particularly dangerous areas anymore.
I know myself and other councillors have queried that over the years. There's a lot of even directional signs that used to be put on the road itself as well. They've all been taken off now for the want of something different or so-called better. But sometimes these changes are never explained. Sometimes they just go along, and you know, I would say you have different engineers have different opinions. So we used to say, like, doctors differ, patients die. And sometimes you would question some of these changes. I think the reason the accident black spots were replaced is they felt then that people then were coming to other junctions that were maybe equally as bad. And just because they didn't have an accident black spot, they weren't slowing down. But I think it's a questionable enough decision to remove them, especially where there's a long history of accidents. Obviously, we need the signage, but more importantly, we need the in particular junctions remedies and fixed. And particularly that one that we're talking about with accident was last week again at Elvins. But, you know, it's going to be very, very hard to lobby departments for money if we don't have one proper record for the whole eight. Part of the problem is, too, you have the Letterkenny Gardaí, you have the Convoy Gardaí, and you have the Ballafay Gardaí. I just wonder, as you know, are they communicating every time? I normally, when I would hear an accident, I would let the council know as well, so that they can go out and check, is it a road condition, is it speed, is it oil? Particularly in Donegal, when there's so many accidents, and an awful lot of them unexplained, and a lot of us come down to drive it there. But, you know, in fairness to people involved in accidents, we should be doing more following up on a lot of those things.